Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Severe thunderstorms bringing air traffic to a halt in the Southwest. Cancellations between Las Vegas and Phoenix totaling over 250 and close to 900 delays. And in areas around Phoenix, roads have flooded out and water rescues are underway. A 1-2 punch winding up over the Atlantic. Hurricane Umberto, now a Cat 3 and growing, and a tropical disturbance is threatening the southeastern U.S. Sources telling ABC News that the FBI has fired a group of agents who were photographed kneeling at a protest after George Floyd's death. Just over 4 days away from a government shutdown, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is urging President Trump and Republicans to negotiate ahead of the deadline.
Republicans want to shut down the government. They want to continue to inflict pain on the American people, and they want to continue to gut the health care of everyday Americans.
Senate Democrats have said they'll filibuster a stopgap spending bill that doesn't reverse recent cuts to Medicaid. This is ABC News. Police in Valdosta, Georgia, shot and killed a man that officers say opened fire on cars waiting outside a school to pick up students. Nearly 200,000 BMWs being recalled over a fire risk.
Over 196,000 certain 2019 to 2022 BMW vehicles are being recalled because the engine starter relay could corrode, overheat, and short circuit, causing a fire risk, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The recall impacts a long list of BMWs, including the 330i, the Z4, 530i, and others. The recall states a fire could start while the vehicle is in operation or while it's parked and off. Dealers will replace the engine starter. Owners are told to park their vehicles outside and away from any buildings. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The FAA has restored Boeing's ability to certify MAX jets for the first time in over 6 years. The FAA took control of approvals in 2019 after two fatal crashes. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
The Packers are bound for Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football at AT&T Stadium. I asked Packers running back Josh Jacobs, what will it be like running into defensive tackle Kenny Clark, traded to Dallas in that deal for Micah Parsons?
It's definitely going to be funny going against him because I know he's going to have a little chip on his shoulder, but at the end of the day, I'm still going to tell him like I always tell him, I like me. So whenever I get a chance to go against him, it's going to be fun after the game, but between them lines, I'm going to try to give him what I got.
Brewers baseball. Tonight, the crew hosts the Reds. Milwaukee with a chance to secure home field advantage in the playoffs thanks to the best record in the major leagues.
You know, the guys have done a really good job, been really focused, and we talk about it all the time as far as, you know, what we need to do to win, what we like about what we did before, and what we need to continue to do going forward, what we get better at. You know, that's like a constant dialogue, and we can play the game and affect the outcomes.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 80s. And more sun on Sunday, highs to the upper 70s. Staying dry next week, we'll see temps even warm into the 80s. It's 63 right now.
Todd Allbaugh.
She's a broadcasting legend in Wisconsin, and we're lucky enough to have her here at Civic Media. We start our new segment,
Jane Matinair joins us for Matinair Mondays. Next time, join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
92.7 WMDX. Smarter than your average bratwurst.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are going to give you the keyword in just a moment.
Yeah.
Give you time, if you haven't already, to download the Civic Media app, because that is the only way to enter this contest.
How much is the app? Is it like $200,000, $300,000? Because it's so jam-packed full of stuff.
Shockingly,
no.
It is absolutely free. You get it?
Pun. Okay.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Comedy genius.
Yeah, Friday.
But free?
Free, completely free. Go to wherever you get your apps. Go to Google Play or wherever. Look for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app. And then when you get the app and you open it up, you can pick your favorite station.
W-A-U-K.
For example. And then in just moments, when we give you the keyword, you want to text it in via the Civic Media app only. That is the only way to enter.
Yes.
We still got a couple email entries yesterday, and I always feel badly. It's like, can't do it that way.
I think, Jane, in all the years we've been doing these contests now, we've made it abundantly clear that the Civic Media app is the only way you can participate. And it's not only just participating in the Text to Win contest, it's also listening to the shows on the go. You can take that app anywhere in the world and listen. If you live in Wisconsin but you want to listen to WRJN, you can do it through the app. You can't listen to sports, and I want to be upfront about that. A lot of the games we carry, you can't, but that's okay. You can listen to it on terrestrial radio.
Yes.
We carry a lot of Brewers and Packers, things like that on the app. It's wonderful, but the app also can get you news. It's customizable. And like we said, it's free. It's really, really handy dandy, quick and convenient. So download it onto your device right now.
Right now. So you are ready in just moments.
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 When we give you the keyword for our multi-state text to win contest, some great prizes going for the green and gold, our daily prize every day this week and then all through next week, our daily prize, $200 in cash. That's a trip and a half to the grocery store, and gold jewelry.
You haven't seen me eat.
And the grand prize, 2 club-level indoor seats. That's kind of the important word there.
Warm.
Yeah, warm. Indoor warm seats to see Green Bay in Minnesota on November 23rd at noon. We get you a gas card to get you there and back as well. $1,550 it's worth.
Redonk.
It's a really nice
prize. That's an amazing deal.
So here we go.
Yeah.
Get your phone.
Okay.
Open up the Civic Media app.
Not you, Dan Schaefer.
And text in the word SEAT. S-E-A-T. SEAT. As in a seat at the stadium.
Take a.
Take a seat.
Or have a.
That too, have a seat. Can I show you to your
seat?
Yes. S-E-A-T. SEAT is the keyword, not feet. Rosemary, try it again. type a little slower. Seat. S-E-A-T. Spelling does count.
Yes,
if you're
going to
get rejected if you don't spell it correctly.
Yeah.
Text in the word seat. You have until 10 o'clock this morning. That is the that's the cutoff.
Yep. Yeah. It's 1 hour.
1 hour it.
Per keyword. That's it.
But you have many, many chances to win over the course of the day.
After this show, you'll have five more chances.
Twice with Tom Hartman in the 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock hours. Mm-hmm. Then in the 3 o'clock hour with Todd. 5 o'clock hour with Maggie. Mm-hmm. 7 o'clock hour with Pete Schwabba.
I mean, come on, man.
Lots of chances.
Lots of chances.
So text in the word SEAT, S-E-A-T, for our multi-state text to win. Go for the green and gold contest, and good luck. We will remind you over the course of the hour. And again, you still have time. You can download the Civic Media app if you don't have it yet. It is completely free. Busy show coming up for you today. Dan Schaefer will be here. It's Friday, so Dan will be here to help us recombobulate.
Yeah.
He's also Civic Media's political editor.
Absolutely.
In hour number two for Audio Sorbet, we're going to try something.
Okay.
Tomorrow is Doors Open Milwaukee.
Ooh.
Which is a great event if you've never done it. A lot of businesses and a lot of other institutions, buildings that you normally can't get into.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you can.
Yeah.
So that's we great. Started talking around about before the show about if you can get into any building in the United States, which building would it be?
You get the keys to them for one day.
For one day, and you can go in the basement and you can go, you know, nose around. And if you had the opportunity to get inside any building in the country,
yeah,
which building would it be?
Yeah.
That's our Audio Sorbet question for you. You can text it in now if you're not going to be able to join us later. And then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Mayonnaising edition. Stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
Wanted to start off with this because we've talked a lot about farmers and Wisconsin farmers. Darren Van Ruden, who is the president of the Wisconsin Soybean Growers Association.
Darren Von Ruden.
Darren Von Ruden. I'm sorry, Darren.
It's so tough when you have a Derek Van Horten and Darren and Von Ruden.
Yeah, it's just, it's so
only
anyway.
Only one of them I really want to talk to.
Darren. Will be here next Wednesday, and I'm looking forward to talking to him about this.
Yeah.
But this came up yesterday. Donald Trump suggests farmer bailout will be coming from tariff money.
Wait a minute. Is this 2018 all over again, Jane?
It certainly seems like that, because the last time Donald Trump did this to our farmers, he had to bail them out with, what, $200 million?
No, it was 12. It was started as 12. It ballooned up to $16 billion.
And that only covered about half their losses.
I mean, it's just, and yeah, it doesn't, it, yeah. And he thinks he's doing the world a favor. He thinks he's doing the farmers a favor by bailing them out with, and by the way, the tariff money isn't guaranteed. So if he says, we're going to give you money, will there either be, we'll give you money no matter what, or only if the tariff money comes rolling in? Because now the tariffs are so aggressive and almost comic book villainy that it seems like you're not going to get as much as you say, even though you're slapping 100% tariffs on things.
Everything.
So, yeah, this we've talked to Darren about this. We've talked to Hans Breitenmoser about this. And, yeah, money is good, but they just want to work and do their job and be able to get the things done. I don't know, maybe throw in a bailout and a free farm bill while we're at it.
Well, which, by the way, still has not passed.
Correct.
The farm bill is still languishing.
It's 2 years overdue.
Yeah, 2 years late. The farm bill would really help our farmers a whole lot, but we can't seem to get anything done on that. Here is the president yesterday, Calvin. We have that clip, please, from Donald Trump talking about his great idea to help our farmers.
We want to take our money. We're doing well because of tariffs. We're doing unbelievable. We're making more money than we ever have made. And by the way, we're going to take some of that tariff money that we made, just to get off the subject for a second. We're going to take some of that tariff money that we made. We're going to give it to our farmers, who are for a little while going to be hurt until it kicks in. The tariffs kick into their benefit. Mm. So we're going to make sure that our farmers are in great shape, because we're taking in a lot of money.
So we're so rich.
For a little while.
2 years of pain, Greg.
Just
2 years of pain.
I mean, if there's a farmer out there listening, have you been through 2 years of pain, or has it been 20 years or 20 generations? I mean, this country's not been good to our farmers from both sides of the aisles, I will say.
For many years.
This is patronizing to the point of, I want to say laughable. Like, once again, if it was a movie, I'd laugh at this, but it's real life. And yes, some of those farmers will enjoy the money they get. I'm sure all of them will enjoy the money they get. They can use it for what they need, especially since this country was cutting off contracts with them for funding to buy equipment and maintenance and upgrade their farms. But, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see. You know, the country isn't this government's in the game of bailing out, I guess, now. And
Brendan on the live stream says, isn't this socialism?
Sounds close to it. I mean,
kind of socialistic.
But I keep thinking about that farmer in Arkansas. Was it Arkansas? No, it was Missouri. That young man who went viral. And then we spoke to Will Westmoreland about it. And because he wasn't, he had a contract cut off from the Trump administration after he had purchased all of his equipment, invested all of this money, and then he had nothing. Well, he got the money eventually, because that's what happens.
Well, if you can become viral enough and, and get the attention of the administration, then they might do something.
And then once he gets the money, they're like, oh, okay, I'm fine with this now again. So that's, maybe that's a conversation with Darren too, is to say, look, I understand that farmers want to do their job. And I understand some of the farmers voted for Donald Trump. Some of them didn't. But what I want to understand is, can they keep it in front of mind to say, oh, this is, we're used to getting the shaft from this government, but this is even worse. And we're seeing it again. Like, this happened in 2018 and 2019.
During his first administration.
So they're just going to do it again because he just says, I'm going to give money to the farmers. I'm wondering, did anyone in that room on his staff know he was going to say that? Because he said specifically, I'm going to get off topic for a moment, which is the first time I think he's ever said it out loud, that he's going to go off topic. But he just sort of said it. So I'm wondering if anyone in the room knew that was happening. Because if they didn't, this is a massive commitment.
Well, Brooke Rollins, who is the agriculture secretary, she's been dancing in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Because they're hearing from our farmers who, if you take a look around, you can listen to Maggie Dawn's show from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
She was at a local farm in Wisconsin. All kinds of stories about the struggles that our farmers are going through. And what I just find so ironic about this, again, Trump is the one who did this to our farmers by imposing these tariffs. And now we're all paying for it.
Yes.
We're all paying higher prices because of these tariffs, including our farmers.
Yeah.
So essentially, the farmers are paying themselves back.
Essentially,
right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
It's kind of a circular.
It's an Ouroboros.
A circular payment system.
It's an Ouroboros. It's a snake eating its own tail. And as mentioned before, yes, they will probably utilize. And when I say enjoy, I don't mean like happily enjoy. I mean the most Prussian version. They will enjoy the money they have and they will use it for what they need. But really, when it comes down to it, and this goes out to everyone in Washington on Capitol Hill, what the farmers need are partners in good investments in their work, because as they say, every time they go near a podium, the farmers are the backbone of this country.
Right.
And then they continually screw them.
Yeah. Also,
yes,
just to kind of tag on to this.
Oh, I'm fired up. It's Friday.
We are giving Argentina $20 billion. Argentina.
Por qué?
Because Trump likes Milei in Argentina.
Oh, you mean, oh.
And so we're gonna buy their bonds, I believe. Ron Filipowski on Twitter said this yesterday. We are bailing out Argentina while Argentina's farmers sell soybeans to China in the place of American farmers. That's putting them out of business. So now we have to bail out American farmers while farmers in Argentina make bank.
So he's bailing out two sets of farmers, essentially. They're investing. They're giving. So two things. One, this is on top of the fact that Donald Trump, we talked about this story before, and I found on Egg Web, which is a great app on farming news, was begging China to up their soybean game with us here in America because it has been decimated since his first term. Also, what happened to America first? What happened to cutting foreign aid? What about us? What about it's all about America? We got to put us forward. Now Argentina gets $20 billion of our money?
Because he likes him.
Boy, oh, howdy, does he.
John from West Bend texting in, and the farmers voted for him again.
Yes. Yeah,
I think they did. 855-752-4842 if you would like to join the conversation. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, and we will be right back.
Keeping Madison caffeinated and conversating. WMDX.
Green and gold football is back at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Catch the games on 14 large screen TVs. Join meet and jersey raffles at halftime during regular season games and enjoy half price wings and beer bucket specials. And the Lazy Oaf is a great place for lunch with daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons. And now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. Circus parades would have to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr. Did you know one out of five adults worry about their mental health? It's Suicide Prevention Month, and talking saves lives. Call 988 anytime for support. A message from the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream.
Hi, live stream.
On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Seat, S-E-A-T, seat. Is the word you want to text in right now via the Civic Media app for our multi-state text to win. Go for the green and gold contest. We have all next week that we're going to do this too. Mm-hmm. So you have many, many, many chances to win.
Yeah.
Our daily prize, $200 in cash and gold jewelry. The grand prize, two club level indoor seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get you there and back.
My goodness.
Seat is the word. Kevin from Omro texted in earn. Kevin, that's...
Like earn as in like you got to earn like your living or dead people?
Yes. Earn is not the word, Kevin. Try again.
Okay.
Seat. S-E-A-T. Seat is the word to get you in the running for our Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text to win contest. Seat. S-E-A-T. Your next chance is going to be with Tom Hartman in the 11 and 1 o'clock hours, mm-hmm. in the 3 o'clock hour with Todd, 5 o'clock with Maggie Dawn, Pete Schwabba, Nightlight, wrapping it up tonight at 7 o'clock. Seat is the word text it in on the app and good luck. Before we went to the break, we were talking about Donald Trump, not feet, Ben, try again. Spelling counts.
Okay.
It's type all slower. Right. I have fat fingers when
no,
I text.
Don't.
Seat, S-E-A-T is the word. Before we went to the break, we were talking about Donald Trump announcing yesterday that we're going to use tariff money to bail out the farmers who are suffering because of the tariffs, essentially.
Yeah, it's terrific.
Yeah, just terrific.
Yeah, we were talking about that. We were, you know, we're going to talk to most likely Darren Von Ruden about this. Man, I cannot get it. Darren Von Ruden. See, you did this to me.
I'm not. I'm sorry.
This is your fault. We're going to speak to Darren Von Ruden, who is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union next week. I'm sure we'll be talking about this matter to really understand how what farmers' attitudes will be towards a bailout. Yes, there will be some relief that will come. If this happens at all, by the way, this is not for sure. This is not. He has simply said, he said on at a live event
right.
that we're going to give some of this money away to farmers from the tariffs because we're making more money than we've ever made in our
so
entire
much
lives.
Money.
We're winning till the cows come home for the farmers. That's a pun for farmers. But what I wanted to bring up is, if you go to civicmedia.us/shows, look for Maggie's show, the Maggie Dawn Show. Yesterday, she came. She went to the Reisinger family farm in Spring Green and talked to a bunch of individuals about what's going on. And there's a lot of emotion in their discussion because there's a lot of emotion in farming in this country. And so if you go to civicmedia.us/shows, look for that. You can download both episodes, both hours, and listen to them anytime you want.
It's really great. Check it out.
I would really suggest you listen to that. And also, and you brought this up, Jane. And I believe it was someone on the text line brought it up as well. John from West Bend said he's listening on WAUK. He said, and the farmers voted for him again. And if you want an insight into why this is, there's a wonderful book. I read it in college by Thomas Frank called What's the Matter with Kansas? And it's basically What's the Matter with Kansas? How Conservatives Won the Heart of America. And it's about messaging and getting out there and making them forget their greater needs in place of patriotism and fear. So What's the Matter with Kansas is the book. If you want just a small insight into why this, but this book was written in 2004. So things have very much changed, but that message still resonates in the quote heartland where we live.
Yeah.
You go drive 20 minutes from Racine due west. You're going to see nothing but farmland. You will see Trump signs. And every time I see it, I think the same thing. I want to knock on that door and say politely,
why?
Tell me why this is. What is it about him that makes you feel better about this country? And I'll listen. I'm not going to try to change their mind. I truly want to know. But What's the Matter with Kansas is a great book, great insight into why this is the case. You can find it everywhere.
And we'll include this in the show notes.
Yeah.
In case you're driving in the car or something and you can't write it down right now. Yeah, and this just, Chuck Grassley, of course, the 9,000-year-old Republican from Iowa, who is a farmer in Iowa, he's shrieking now about the fact that we are helping out Argentina. We're going to give them $20 billion. We're going to loan them $20 billion because Trump likes Milei, who runs Argentina. And Chuck Grassley said, why is the U.S. helping bail out Argentina while they take American soybean producers' biggest market? We should use leverage at every turn to help our hurting farm economy. Family farmers should be top of mind in negotiations by the USA. So essentially, China is now buying soybeans from Argentina to avoid the tariffs in America, and Argentina just suspended their tariffs. So China gets a better deal.
Yeah. And
so we are undercutting our own farmers with this deal that we're giving to Argentina.
Jane, we're winning. I don't know if you know this. We're making more money than we've ever made in the history.
I'm confused about what winning, apparently.
Maybe if we, you know what? I never thought about this before. What if we all as society just sucked up to Trump enough where he just said, I'll give them free health care? What if we're doing this wrong?
We don't have enough money.
Yeah, but if we like them all enough, I mean, maybe the amount of people
Flattery will always be second to cash.
All right.
A close second.
Everyone bring a dollar.
Everybody, yeah, we'll all chip in. We have news coming up next. And then when we return, bathroom remodel?
Yeah, I love to.
On your list?
Love it.
Get it done by next Wednesday.
Why?
We'll have all the details coming up. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the vast statewide, countrywide. You can pick us up around the globe and even in St. Paul on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
WMDX Madison, where politics meet farmers market tomatoes.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Severe thunderstorms bringing air traffic to a halt in the southwest. Cancellations between Las Vegas and Phoenix totaling over 250 and close to 900 delays. And in areas around Phoenix, roads have flooded out and water rescues are underway. A 1-2 punch winding up over the Atlantic. Hurricane Umberto, now a Cat 3 and growing, and a tropical disturbance is threatening the southeastern U.S. Sources telling ABC News that the FBI has fired a group of agents who were photographed kneeling at a protest after George Floyd's death. Just over 4 days away from a government shutdown, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is urging President Trump and Republicans to negotiate ahead of the deadline.
Republicans want to shut down the government. They want to continue to inflict pain on the American people, and they want to continue to gut the health care of everyday Americans.
Senate Democrats have said they'll filibuster a stopgap spending bill that doesn't reverse recent cuts to Medicaid. This is ABC News.
The Packers are bound for Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football at AT&T Stadium. I asked Packers running back Josh Jacobs, what will it be like running into defensive tackle Kenny Clark, traded to Dallas in that deal for Micah Parsons?
It's definitely going to be funny going against him because I know he's going to have a little chip on his shoulder, but at the end of the day, I'm still going to tell him like I always tell him. I like me. So whenever I get a chance to go against him, it's going to be fun after the game, but between them lines, I'm going to try to give him what I got.
Brewers baseball tonight. The crew hosts the Reds. Milwaukee with a chance to secure home field advantage in the playoffs thanks to the best record in the major leagues.
You know, the guys have done a really good job, been really focused, and we talk about it all the time as far as, you know, what we need to do to win, what we like about what we did before, and what we need to continue to do going forward, what we get better at. You know, that's like a constant dialogue, and we can play the game and affect the outcomes.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Not sure if you guys remember, I broke that whole Tom Holland getting a mild concussion story last week. Even though it might not seem all that important given what's happening in the world, in the spirit of real journalism, here's a follow-up on his condition. The 29-year-old is just fine and has been released from the hospital. Sony and Marvel are taking precautions and keeping Holland away from the set for a week to fully recuperate. The studios say this will not delay the release of the film. I can't imagine missing a week of grade school because I bumped my head on the swings. Here is a drama thriller to put on your radar. A House of Dynamite is still 2 weeks away from theaters, but generating a lot of buzz. The plot? A missile is launched at the United States, and there is a race to find out who is behind it and what the response should be. The film's directed by Kathryn Bigelow, who oversees a hotshot cast, including Rebecca Ferguson and Idris Elba. The film will be available to stream October 24th after a brief, limited theatrical run. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 80s. And more sun on Sunday, highs to the upper 70s. Staying dry next week, we'll see temps even warm into the 80s. It's 63 right now.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
My problem is I don't ever eat fish fries, so when I do it, I overdo it. I ordered a large perch, ate everything on my plate, and I felt like I wanted to die. And now I don't want to eat fish again, maybe ever.
I know it's a staple to get breaded fish, but if you don't get the bread on it, you know, you can kind of get away with eating more.
I'm not trying to gain weight for football here. I'm like, I just want to have a nice meal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on cultural and partisan issues versus delivering real results is going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Monday morning, we'll talk to UW Professor of Pediatrics Jim Conway.
And John and Gordy's Antifa boutique will be shut down temporarily.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, our one, our only Calzone on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before the break, we were talking about, now we're going to help Argentina with $20 billion while they are selling soybeans to China and not buying them from U.S. farmers. Jack from Merrimack texting in, $20 billion for Argentina, billions more for farmers. I thought the tariffs every American is paying were supposed to pay for the trillions in tax welfare gifted to the 1% and rich corporations. Instead, we're paying Argentina first, and now we're using socialist subsidies for our farmers. Yeah, kind of seems like that. Yep.
Hey, guys, do you support this guy in the White House? Please call in and tell us why, because it doesn't seem like he has our best interest in mind.
855-752-4842.
You know what, Jane? I wish the president liked us as much as he liked Argentina.
He sure seems to have a soft spot for Argentina.
Absolutely.
He really does. Hey, we have a soft spot for fabulous contests. Okay, not the most elegant transition, perhaps.
Oh, man.
It's our multi-state text to win. Go for the green and gold contest, Greg Bach.
I've heard of this.
And you have until 10 o'clock to open up your phone, open up the Civic Media app, and text in the word SEAT, S-E-A-T. Text in the word SEAT. And you are in the running for our daily prize, $200 in cash and gold jewelry. And then you're in the running for the incredible grand prize, a pair of club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get you there and back. So text in the word SEAT, S-E-A-T. You have until 10 o'clock. And then your next chance coming up with Tom Hartman, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock. With Todd at 3, Maggie at 5, Peach Wabba wrapping it up at 7 o'clock. All kinds of chances to enter. And this contest will go through all of next week as well.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
And if you win and you go to that game in Green Bay, take pictures and you can send those pictures to us via the Civic Media app. I'm telling you, people, it's multi-purpose.
Speaking of, you're going to the Brewers game tonight.
I am. I'm going, Jane. It's not technically brunch, but I'm just going to use it for the B alliteration. Brunch, boat, Brewers, and my friend Ben.
Oh, that's sweet.
And my friend Nicole, too. Like, she's going to, but she, you know.
It doesn't work with the Bs.
Nicole.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's honestly, I'm very excited. I got a bunch of work done. I'm going to be able to enjoy the rest of the day.
I'm so glad.
I don't get out like this often.
I know.
I'm usually like, hey, let's just stay home and watch Ted Lasso for a ninth time.
This is a big day for you.
I know. I'm getting out like a big boy.
We want to see pictures.
All right.
Greg will take pictures and we'll put them up on our socials after tonight's.
Oh, cool. Thank you, Jane.
After tonight's Brewers game, when they take on Cincinnati, our broadcast starts at 6:35.
Last weekend of regular play.
Yeah.
We can walk away with the best record in baseball this weekend.
And that would be a historic for the Brewers, too, if they do that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go Crew.
Go Crew.
Go Crew. Gene from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Gene. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Well, good morning. Great show, guys. You know, I think I'm hallucinating today.
Whoa.
You know, I think my ears aren't working correctly. You know, does the president have his own checkbook that he can take taxpayers' dollars and, well, throw it here, we're going to get a ballroom and
yep.
we're going to do all these lawsuits that we got to pay for. Oh, my gosh, you know, we got to get those homeless people off the street. Kick them out. Oh, all the ICE people, they get lots of money for each person they pick up. Holy Moses. I'm just wondering if I'm living in La La Land. I cannot believe this. Oh, and then Mr. Grassley. Holy
I know.
Moly. And he just praises that guy, or maybe he needs a stronger hearing aid, you know, that he didn't know this was going to happen. I'll tell you something. I watch these people, and they just go along with whatever he says. I think they just sit there like a bump on a log and don't even do the work. I hope we get all new people in there, the people that with the R after their name. I see the people with a D after their name working hard every day trying to work for the people, and then they're going to get blamed if they shut down. Oh, my gosh, what a twisted world we live in. You guys have a great weekend, and thanks for giving the information.
Absolutely, yeah, of course, Gene. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you checking in. Yeah. Actually, Gene brings up something really important. This might not be a bad opportunity for us to contact some of our lawmakers.
Jane, how am I going to do that? I got so much going on. I'm downloading the free Civic Media app. I'm going to baseball games, having a drink on a boat.
It's all in one place for you, Greg.
Okay.
Myvote.wi.gov.
That sounds like a website.
It is myvote.wi.gov. All you have to do is type in your address.
Mm-hmm.
All of your elected representatives will appear,
yeah.
including their contact information.
Correct.
So,
phones,
you know,
emails.
And we've talked to enough lawmakers. This does make a difference.
Yes.
If there is enough response.
Yeah. Yeah.
So don't think it doesn't matter. And please be polite. We always ask you that because a lot, the person answering the phone is not the person with the power.
And I will say this too, if you're at myvote.wi.gov, also check to make sure your voting registration information is correct, updated, and up to speed, because they just did some maintenance on the voter rolls this year. If people, this is a conspiracy, folks. If you've moved, if you don't update it, they throw you off. That's
right.
What happens. So if you just haven't voted in a while, first of all, come on, man. Second, just make sure all your voter registration information is correct by going to myvote.wi.gov. It's a great site, not just for contacting your representatives, but finding out about your voter registration, where you vote, when the ballots are available. You can request an absentee ballot through them. You can also see what's on your ballot mm-hmm. so you can make informed decisions, because sometimes those questions are real confusing.
Yeah.
So myvote.wi.gov, I swear I should just get it tattooed on my forehead.
That would be a new tattoo
for
you.
I'm not doing it. Nope, not doing it.
You know, not on the forehead.
Not on the forehead.
No.
I'll do it on the five head because it goes up high.
You may also want to contact them about this.
What's up?
Because the president just announced this last night. Imports of pharmaceutical products,
yeah.
if branded or patented, 100% tariff. Trump also says the U.S. now is imposing a 25% tariff on big trucks and on big trucks, heavy trucks, and 50% tariffs on all kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, and associated products. And these kick in next Wednesday.
What is going on?
He has complete authority to do anything.
This doesn't sound like a dictator at all.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you were planning on remodeling your bathroom,
do it now.
Get your order in today.
Yeah.
On those kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities. My husband and I did this earlier in the year. And even before all of this, it took us 3 months to get these things.
And also, I guess, get all your meds from America, too.
Well, and of course, there are all these caveats in there where these tariffs won't apply if they are promising to manufacture here mm-hmm. or start manufacturing here. But It just kind of came out of nowhere last night.
Yeah.
It's like he takes a nap and he dreams about it and then he wakes up and he tweets it.
Honestly, I was thinking the exact same thing. Like, are these just fever dream statements?
I know what I'll do. This will be great.
Yeah. I mean, there is a great website. And we had James Vanderloo on. They gave us their website. And I'll try to find that. But for right now, Trade Compliance Resource Hub, all one word, .com. You can find something called the Trump Tariff Tracker. And that will give you all of the tariffs that are either being threatened. They use the word threatened, by the way. Not me. I'm not saying that word. This is what the website. Threatened, implemented. There's other ones too. Exempt. But it gives you a rundown of all the tariffs because there are so many happening. I cannot keep up. So,
well, it was supposed to be 90 deals in 90 days. Well, remember
also,
that?
It was also supposed to be end of war day one. But, oh, right. You know, hey.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently,
9 months later, that's going well.
Apparently, consequences are nothing for them. But, yeah, tradecompliancereourcehub.com. I'll put that in the webs in the show notes for today. But, yeah, you can – it makes – keeping up easier.
In 2024, this is from NPR.org, America imported over $200 billion in pharmaceutical and medicinal products. The prospect of prices doubling for some medicines could send shockwaves to voters as healthcare costs, including the costs of Medicare and Medicaid, potentially increase. I'm going to tie this a little bit to the budget and the potential of the government shutting down. Just a reminder that the Republicans control the House, the Senate, mm-hmm. and the White House. They don't have enough votes among their own party to pass this measure, this CV.
CR?
CR. Yeah. That too. Yeah, CV, CR.
Yeah.
So they need a couple Democrats to do it. And the Democrats are like, unless you make some concessions to continue the subsidies for the Affordable Care Act, we're not signing off on this. That's what the Democrats are standing on.
Yeah.
And they're going to blame the Democrats when the government shuts down.
Absolutely. That's what they do. They never take responsibility. It's not the party of personal responsibility. They push that narrative for decades. They're not the party of personal responsibility. Never have been. They're already blaming the Democrats. I guarantee you right now, an elected official from Washington is sitting on some talk show saying that if we could just get the Democrats on board. No, get your own party on board. Every time the government shuts down, it looks bad for them. When Obama was president and the government shut down, it looked awful for them. Now he's gone and you got Trump there. You're in charge. You even got I'll throw the Supreme Court in there. You've got everything. And you still can't get it done. I just really hope against hope, that maybe some of you who voted for this guy will say, well, maybe, okay.
I was lied to.
Yeah.
I was lied to.
But no, they're going to be able to easily blame the Democrats because it's always the Democrats' fault. And then Chuck Schumer will be standing in the back with a strongly worded letter going, oh, yeah. We need to do something about this right now because I'm 100 and I'm rich and I don't care.
The new tariffs on cabinetry will further increase the cost for home builders.
Yep.
At a time when many people who want to buy a house are kind of priced out because of the housing shortage mm-hmm. and high mortgage rates. The National Association of Realtors say there are signs of price pressures easing. But still, they say the median price for an existing home is $400,000. Maybe in some parts of the country,
yeah,
I have to think around here it's closer to three.
I don't believe it. I don't think nationwide it's 400 plus thousand. That just doesn't make sense to me. But the price of lumber, the price of building supplies was always already going up since COVID. I mean, two by four is like tripled in price.
I was
going to
say, because we have tariffs against Canada yeah. importing lumber.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is kind of ground our housing industry to a halt.
I mean, once again, folks listening who voted for Donald Trump, tell me how we're winning. Tell me how this is making us win.
855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Talking about tariffs. Again, if you were planning a bathroom remodel, you may want to get to Home Depot this weekend and pick something out and order it before next Wednesday.
Yeah.
When the new tariffs kick in on bathroom and kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, 30% tariffs on upholstered furniture, and 25% on heavy trucks starting on October 1st.
And here's also the grim reality of it all. These prices will never come down, even if tariffs go away, because once they go up, they stay up because people will pay.
When we return, escalator gate.
Jeez.
Continues. We're not going to spend a lot of time on it, but I think it's worth mentioning.
Yeah.
Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Text in the word SEAT, SEAT. You have until 10 o'clock on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media.
Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Students come and go, but Madison Wisdom stays forever. We're a city that never stops learning, questioning, and growing. Whether you're a longtime local or a transplant who fell in love with our lakes, 92.7 WMDX is your connection to the conversations that shape our extraordinary community. Tune in and take part, because Madison always has something to say. This is WMDX.
If you love animals and want to help in Dane County, shop, donate, or volunteer at one of Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. They sell gently used and new clothes, home goods, toys, furniture, and more. All proceeds support the comfort and care of animals in need. Dane County Humane Society thrift stores. Shop Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift to learn more.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
The Todd Alba Show.
We don't always agree politically, but Bill McCosh.
Thanks for having me. You want to talk Brewers first?
It's been a really special season, and it's not whether you're wearing red or blue hats. It's yellow and blue.
How do you come together in politics? This is one of the ways.
Yeah.
Find some common ground and then expand on that. And then you got to listen to the other side.
Our neighbors are not our enemies. If we can disagree politically, but still find ways to bring our community together.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio, our radio park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Dan Schaefer joining us after the 10 o'clock news. Author of The Recombobulation Area, also Civic Media's political editor. We're going to talk about one of Dan's most recent columns on The Recombobulation Area about Tom Tiffany, who has entered the governor's race here in Wisconsin. So stick around for Dan Schaefer coming up after 10 o'clock, and you still have a little under 7 minutes left.
7 minutes,
text in the word SEAT, S-E-A-T, text in the word SEAT. It is our multi-state text to win, go for the green and gold contest. Every day playing for $200 in cash, gold jewelry, and then you're in the running for the grand prize. Really good seats, indoor seats, club level indoor seats. When Green Bay meets Minnesota November 23rd at noon, we give you a gas card to get to and from the game. All this week, all through next week.
Mm-hmm.
Many chances to win seven times a day. Starting with Pete Schwabe in the 7 o'clock hour, then our show from 9 to 10. Tom Hartman, two shots, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock. Join Todd this afternoon, 3 p.m., Maggie Dawn, 5 p.m., and Pete Schwab, 7 p.m. Seven chances every day if you get up early.
I do.
To enter the contest. So text in the word SEAT, S-E-A-T, and good luck. Wanted to talk a little bit about escalator gate, which we really didn't get around to in the last couple of days. Again, there is so much going on and so much happening, and we kind of have to look at what really takes priority.
Yeah.
And you would think that this was the worst thing that happened in the world if you watched Fox.
Well, and I want to make something very clear. We've said this before many times. We said it this week as well. There are things that come out of the Trump White House, that come out of the Trump mouth, that are squirrels, that are distractions, that are built to distract you from important things like the big bill for billionaires,
Epstein files.
And that's the two big ones, in my opinion. The reason why I wanted to talk about this has less to do with the actual event and more of the aftermath. Now, granted, a day and a half ago, he wasn't calling for the prosecution of those who were part of this apparent sabotage of the president's escalator and his teleprompter. That got it got out of hand quickly, but not off brand.
It's not off brand.
This, for me, had to do more with reaction from the press. And I want to just paint a picture here. 3 weeks ago, Charlie Kirk was murdered in cold blood, undeservedly, horrifically, and I stand against it, as we all do. And frankly, I'm tired of having to say that out loud. You should just know I don't believe in political violence. But after the escalator thing, Jesse Waters, who, by the way, is not a comedic figure on Fox News. He is a pundit, an anchor, and the lead guy. He is now in the Tucker Carlson / Bill O'Reilly spot. So this is not about funny. This is about having an actual opinion on this. Calvin, can you play the clip of Jesse Waters' solution to what happened
at the UN?
At the UN this week.
What's going on with the escalator? What do you think?
Yeah, they sabotaged them.
Yeah.
And they could have hurt the first lady.
Yeah.
Trump would have fallen and would have gotten back up. But, you know,
they would have blamed it on his rhetoric.
And then they sabotaged the teleprompter.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an insurrection. And what we need to do is either leave the UN or we need to bomb it.
Oh.
Mm.
It is in New York, though, right?
Yeah,
there could be some fallout there. Yeah, all right.
Didn't have to apologize.
Oh, they never apologize.
Didn't have to apologize. Didn't get fired. Nothing happened to him. And we're sitting here listening to people on the right trying to fire individuals for speaking their minds on Charlie Kirk. Now, if they're speaking their minds and saying that Mr. Kirk deserved what he got, then that's a different conversation. But when people are just speaking their truth, their hearts on the topic of that man and what they feel like he did to them, and getting fired from their jobs because of pressure from the outside world through social media, that's wrong. But the fact that Jesse Waters gets to make that statement on television, that is political violence at its core. It is revenge tactics. He throws in a real slight 9/11 joke in there as well, and nothing happens. So I'm sick and tired of listening to people tell me that the intolerant left is the intolerant left, when you got people like him sitting there on a TV show getting paid millions of dollars to make a crack like that, and there are no consequences. Yet I'm afraid to say anything, even speaking my heart, because I'm afraid someone will come up from the woodwork and say, you should be fired. This is ridiculous.
Well, and the other thing was, from reports that I have seen over the last couple of days, the person who triggered the stop on that escalator was actually a cameraman for the Trump administration.
Yep.
And it's also my understanding that it was a member of the Trump administration who was running the teleprompter. So it wasn't sabotage. It wasn't trying to take him down.
No.
This was operator error.
Mm-hmm. It was a mistake.
Yeah, by their own people.
Yeah, these are mistakes made by human beings, and I'm not going to make fun of them for being on the Trump side. I'm just going to say these are mistakes made by human people. They'll have to deal with the consequences, whatever, or they won't, because consequences are hilariously adorable.
Well, they're only for some.
But I cannot stop thinking about this man making that statement, saying those things about a building full of people who's made it their life's work to try to make it a more peaceful place on this planet. He says that, and nothing happens. Yet some guy in New York makes a comment on social media and he loses his job. Are you kidding me? Don't come at me with, I have to be respectful. I am respectful. Not because you tell me to, but because I am. You start being respectful.
Thank
Sorry.
You, Greg Bob.
Sorry, I get that really...
I feel you.
It burned my grits.
I hear you. We have news coming up next. Dan Schaefer will be here on the other side. 45 seconds left to text in the word SEAT, S-E-A-T. Good luck. And keep it right here. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. We're learning more about the Defense Secretary's highly unusual meeting Tuesday with several hundred generals and admirals. ABC News senior Pentagon reporter Louis Martinez.
It's going to be a discussion about how to restore the warrior ethos, which has been a common message from Secretary Hegseth whenever he travels to visit the troops, whenever he makes public engagements. That is one of the things that he really focuses on significantly.
It's not a final ruling on the merits, but the Supreme Court has handed another practical win to the Trump administration. The high court's move allows the White House to hold back $4 billion in foreign aid that Congress had approved, but the administration says it shouldn't be spent. The State Department posting on social media that it would revoke the visa of Colombian President Gustavo Petro. Petro, who traveled to New York for the UN General Assembly, participated in a pro-Palestinian demonstration earlier Friday, appealing to American soldiers to disobey orders from President Trump. This is ABC News. Jimmy Kimmel.